T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Where's this money going to go? Do we know?
It's going to go to financial institutions that in some way lend money to or support black communities. A lot of those institutions will be black-owned or black-led. One of the first ones is Hope Credit Union, whose CEO is a black man named Bill Bynum. Another $25 million is going to the Black Economic Development Initiative, which is a new fund that's going to invest in black-owned financial institutions. But the big goal here is to try to take some of their cash and give it to institutions that can help kind of facilitate investment in black communities. And this initiative was inspired in large part by theory of some research on the racial wealth gap and how much less capital a lot of black Americans have access to than the average white American, for example.
Besides the benefit of the direct access to money that these communities will now have, what does it say that a big company like Netflix is doing something like this?
You know, it sends a real signal to a lot of the other big companies in the U.S. and around the world. This is the second pretty significant action that Netflix or its CEO, Reed Hastings, has taken. Reed Hastings donated $120 million of his own fortune to historically black colleges and universities. And I think Netflix is really hoping that this particular commitment will inspire other companies to do the same, because Netflix, compared to some of the other big tech companies, has a relatively small amount of cash on hand. It's got about $5 billion right now. That sounds really big, but then when you think about the fact that companies like Apple have hundreds of billions of dollars in cash on their balance sheet, if they committed to investing some of that money or shifting some of that money into some of these other financial institutions, it could really be a huge benefit to black communities across the U.S.
Well, and then that makes me wonder, how much weight does Reed Hastings carry in the tech community? I mean, the fact that he's done this, is this likely to inspire others?
He carries a lot of weight, I have to say. You know, he is somebody who is very well respected by his peers. He was one of the co-founders of Netflix prior to that. He founded a couple of other tech companies. He used to sit on the boards of both Facebook and Microsoft, two of the biggest tech companies in the world. And he is really somebody who I think is seen as one of the leaders in that community. That being said, he is a little bit of a lone wolf. He does keep to himself to a certain extent. And doesn't put himself out there in the same way that maybe a Mark Zuckerberg does. He has very specific causes that he focuses on. He spent a lot of his adult life investing money in education, which is why his personal investment in the HBCUs was not a shock. But you've seen him come out pretty strongly following the death of George Floyd and kind of position Netflix as a leader in trying to invest in black communities. And if that's going to be a place that he puts his time and energy and money, I think he'll probably push a lot of his peers to do the same.
Lucas, not a lot of time left, but is he doing any work at home, if you will, because Netflix doesn't have any black executives?
Yeah, it's there's a certain irony to it. Netflix really does have to improve its own diversity, especially at the senior leadership position. None of its senior leaders are black. It has one black board member, but that is something that executives of the company acknowledge must be worked on in the years ahead.
Lucas, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.